Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I have in mind today those of you who are in the midst of a time of suffering, as well as those who are ministering to the suffering. In Job 35:10, there's a reference to God as the one who gives us songs in the night. And of course, because this comes from the book of Job, we need not think about it only with respect to the literal nighttime hours. It can refer to our time of suffering, whatever the hour of day or night may be. And you know, we find in Scripture a number of songs in the night. Here, for example, is Psalm 143. I'm starting at verse 4. My spirit faints within me. I remember the days of old. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. And then verse 8 reads, let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love. Ah, we see then, this is a song in the night, Psalm 143. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love. And that morning for you might be the literal morning when you wake up tomorrow. It might be the metaphorical morning a few weeks or months or years from now when the current season of trial passes. It may be the heavenly morning when there will be no more tears or sadness or crying or pain. But you, dear brother or sister in Christ, you will hear in the morning of God's steadfast love. Sometimes a song in the night is a gift from God. Other times it is a conscious choice that we make. And sometimes we join one another to sing those songs in the night. The most famous New Testament song in the night might very well be Paul and Silas singing hymns in the jail in Philippi. When you are beaten and thrown into prison, singing will not be your first reaction. But Paul and Silas understood that in suffering, it is wise to turn your attention away from yourself and onto God. That verse I began with about songs in the night is Job 35:10, and one writer commenting on that verse said, that man should sing praises in the deepest darkness does not explain suffering, but it negates its poison. Oh, may singing to God be the antidote for the poison that could be there in your suffering and mine, unless we turn our eyes to Him and sing praises and offer thanksgiving in the midst of our trials. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.